Okay, so Mike, could you possibly? We've just come through an economic recession. We're supposedly going through a recovery.
Supposedly, and I totally disagree that we're through it, but that's okay.
Now you've tied in economics, what's happening around the world economically, to what's happening to the energy situation. Could you possibly connect those dots?
Sure. Money by itself is useless. You can't eat a dollar bill or a $20 bill or a $100 bill. It's only a symbol. You can't put it in your gas tank. You can't do any. All money represents is the ability to do work, which is better said as energy. And what we've done since the financial collapse of 2008, which is far from over and is going to get much worse, is to double in the United States roughly the amount of cash. The Federal Reserve doubled its capitalization for the first time in its history from $1 trillion to $2 trillion in 2008. That's absurd. So what's happening is that in the economic crash, which is going to continue, we live in a profit-centered paradigm that relies on infinite growth. The monetary paradigm can only be sustained. It's the largest pyramid scheme ever conceived. That's the global economy, if there is infinite growth. And infinite growth assumes infinite resources. And very simply, in an interview for the Wall Street Journal shortly after the movie Collapse came out, the Wall Street Journal asked me, what was the point of the movie? And I said, very simply, it is not possible to continue infinite growth and infinite consumption on a finite planet.
And yet, first law of thermodynamics, energy can't be created out of nothing, yet that's what we do with money.
Yeah, exactly right. And that really sums up the problem. And what we will find, much to our dismay, unless we change our ways, which many people are starting to do, is that energy will make money useless. I mean, in a poker game, money will lose in the poker game to energy. And if it's not possible to continue infinite growth or to feed 7 billion people, there's only one inevitable outcome, which is a large die-off of human population. And my work and the work of so many others, there are a great many people in the peak oil sustainability movement worldwide, has been to help people to wean themselves out of the monetary paradigm, first so that they won't get sucked in the vortex of the economic collapse, but also so they'll be able to feed. Everything is now starting to revert to local food production, local community, because transportation will be severely affected. And the people immediately around you are certainly going to be the most important people in your lives.
What we're talking about here, it's not being broadcast by CNN or being printed in the mainstream press. It's quite revolutionary what you're talking here about.
It is being printed in the mainstream press. It's not being headlined in the mainstream press. That's a huge difference. Most people in the old paradigm are accustomed to believing that everything important they need to know is on the CNN homepage or on the headlines of or in their nightly newscast. It's not. There are hundreds of stories appearing every day in mainstream press, but they aren't blazoned. We have to. I have a blog, mikerupert.blogspot.com, which is very active, where every day you will see postings of stories from around the world that are mainstream. They're just in the back sections. They're not headlined. They're not trumpeted. But these are the stories that the people who make decisions know how to read and look for.
Mike, you're talking about localization. Is there a vision or a model that maybe we can look to somehow enable us to get us where we need to go, or is it?
Good question. Yes, and there isn't just one; there are many. And this is one of the great blessings that's happened since Collapse has been released, and since it's having such a wonderful reception around the world. Is that there are many, many people with many, many ideas and many, many solutions that certainly everybody should cherry-pick to apply to their local needs. You can start by going to the Collapse Movie website. That's collapsemovie.com. And there's a links page there. Those links, there's maybe 10, 12 of them, will lead you to hundreds of others. We have a very active Facebook page now for the movie, just Collapse on Facebook. you'll find it with close to 5,000 fans now. And there's information coming on from all over the world that the mainstream media is not telling us about solutions that people are finding everywhere. And what I'm really gratified to know is that this move to transition, to relocalize, is much, much bigger than any of us had thought. We all kind of thought we were all doing this alone. We're not. There's a lot of information to be shared.
Collapse is going to be playing in Winnipeg starting on February 10th, and they'll be playing for just a little over a week. This is the first major, you know, production of anything that you've been talking about or where you've been featured. I know that you've had other movies before. You've given many different lectures. What have you noticed about the audiences that have come out to the screenings? I mean, I think you've been to a couple of Canadian cities as well. Is there anything unique about the reception of this movie that maybe you haven't seen before?
Well, yeah, the movie is a masterpiece, and Chris Smith, who directed the film, just did a magnificent job in getting the story out clearly, and it is resonating in a way that's so gratifying for me. What I wanted to do, and I said this in the movie, was I want to find the people on the Titanic in human industrialized civilization who get what's going on and who want to learn how to build lifeboats. And I am just so gratified to see the levels of response that I'm getting from around the world, that we're getting from around the world. The movement has been energized. There's a lot of information being shared, and I just can't say thank you enough to Chris Smith and Blue Mark Films.
Now, the film itself, I mean, there's more to it than simply the subject matter. I mean, it's also about your own journey, and you find references to your own biography sort of going through the film, and you were even quite emotional at parts of the film. You feel, I guess, vindicated after, you know, so many years in the wilderness, just, you know, plugging along with, you know, having to chart that map, and now you finally feel that you're getting a reception for, you know, that there is that reception worldwide to your ideas.
Yeah, I've been doing what I do for 30 years, and with the release of the movie Collapse and the publication of the book Confronting Collapse, upon which really the movie is based, which is more detailed, in the first place you should go. Yes, I do feel kind of discharged, if you will, that I have completed a body of work in my life that I will never be able to say it better than I said in the movie or the new book, and both are starting to have real healthy lives. And so my life has changed a lot. I'm now very actively in a band called The New White Trash with multi-Grammy winner Andy Kravitz and Doug Lewis, music legends and giants here in California. We've got maybe 30 new songs on, and our website is newwhitetrash.com. You can hear some of our songs there. We're making good music, and for me that's important because it really is important to balance in life, to mix the hard work or the work that may feel depressing, for lack of a better word, with play and with recreation, and that's something that I'm getting a chance to do for the first time in a long time. I'm having fun.
Okay, well, I really wish you well, and now that you've, I guess, retired from being a cop, a journalist, a researcher, activist, now elder statesman and singer, lyricist.
Yes. Plus, I even meet some pretty women from time to time. That's not bad.
Yeah, well, there are certainly worse fates, but I suppose you've earned it, sir, and I don't know, now that you've got maybe potentially a few thousand people that you haven't... you're just hearing you for the first time. Is there something that you might like to say to them?
Don't give up hope. Stay in the now and be realistic about what you intend to do. If you want to find out what to do next to take care of yourself, see the movie, read the book, and have faith, because there's some wonderful energy and a whole new... group of people around the world is discovering each other, and I'm just so happy to watch the way everybody's giving everybody else energy of the best kind.
Okay. Well, Mike Rupert, on that note, I'd like to thank you very much for agreeing to this interview, and I hope that maybe make it up to Winnipeg at some point. And
I would love to. I got so many friends in Canada, I can't count. I love Canada, and I still haven't seen a moose for after about 30 trips to Canada, so I want to see a moose.
Anyway, thank you again.
Thank you. I had a great time.